and her devotion to the service of God. Hild is a woman well worth remembering, if only because some 1,300 years would elapse before we find women holding power within the church in England that is in any way comparable to hers.
That was Barbara York talking about Abbess Hild of Whitby. Tomorrow evening's portrait is of St Cuthbert, and that's at the same time a 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. The time is 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction, tonight with Fiona Talkington.
Suppose you were wrecked up and down the salt seas. Then you'd have no coffee or bacon for breakfast. And you'd have no muffins or toast for your tea. that no one may stop us from bringing you food. For the bread that you eat and the biscuits you nibble, the sweets that you soak and the chives that you thank you.
new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumour that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumour that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of the shipbuilding. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving. Oh,
Hello and welcome to the Shipyard. That was the Unthanks opening Late Junction tonight with music they performed as a live track for the Richard Fenwick Tyneside Cinema film Song from the Shipyards. Jana Vinderen's Sea Recordings, Robert Wyatt's version of Shipbuilding, and Bang on a Can's David Lang's The Anvil Chorus with the percussionist Steve Schick. Yongchen Lamo is a Tibetan singer living in exile in New York. From her album Coming Home on Real World, this is Happiness Is.
Ooh.
The pianist Anna Gerari was born in Kazan in the Russian Republic of Tatarstan, and she now lives in Germany. And she's just released an album of piano music, including Bach arrangements. That was Busoni's version of Bach's Ich Ruf zu dir. And it followed on from Yongchen Lamo, a Tibetan singer now living in New York. And just a reminder that the BBC piano season continues until the 6th of November, and you'll find full details on the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch with us here at Late Junction, we've got an email address. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. François Bayle was born in Madagascar, and he went on to study with Messiaen and Stockhausen and then became director of GRM, the Groupe de Recherche Musicale, in the 1960s. This is a piece of his from 1979, the wonderfully delicate Eros Bleu, Blue Eros. That was the voice of Launa, or Laura Naikkarinen, from Helsinki, and a song called The Horses of Darkness. And just before that, that was François Bayle's 1979 piece, Eros Bleu, Blue Eros. Valentin Silbestrov was born in 1937 in Kiev, and he's become more widely known in recent years for his stunning choral music. From a new release called Sacred Songs, this is one of his songs for Vespers called Holy God. And it's sung here by the Kiev Chamber Choir, conducted by Mikola Hobditch. Holy God by the Ukraine-born composer Valentin Silvestrov, and that's from a new CD of his music performed by the Kiev Chamber Choir, conducted by Mikola Hobditch. Now, yesterday I played you a track from the new album by the Brad Meldow Trio, part of Late Junction's contribution to the BBC's piano season. Well, today I'm turning to another trio, one which was changed forever in June 2008, when their pianist, Esbjørn Svensson, was killed so tragically in a diving accident. Well, earlier this year, the remaining members, Don Berglund and Magnus Öström, released previously unheard material which they'd recorded in 2007 in the famous Studio 301 in Sydney. From those recordings, this is Three Falling Free. EST, the Espion Svensson Trio, and Three Falling Free from an album released earlier on this year. Previously, unreleased material recorded in Sydney in 2007, just a year before the death of pianist Espion Svensson. Oh, I don't know if you caught that documentary about Robert Wyatt, which was over on Radio 4 a few weeks ago. It was such a fascinating, warm and witty 30 minutes of words and music by Wyatt himself. I think that sent us all back to the Robert Wyatt on our shelves. I came across this piece, which Robert Wyatt made with François Bayle, whose Eros Bleu I played earlier on. Robert visited the GRM studios in the early 70s with Kevin Ayers to take part in a series of improvisations.
Thank you. is pain. When I needed sunshine and not rain, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace.
Robert Wyatt too, with Neil Diamond's I'm a Believer. Following on from Wyatt's duo improvisation with François Bayle at the GRM studios in France in the early 70s. Well, thanks very much for your company tonight. I'm ending the programme tonight with a version of Brian Eno's Music for Airports in an arrangement by Bang on a Can's Julia Wolf. Maybe you had that really inspiring Julia Wolf concert with the BBC Concert Orchestra at the Ether Festival in London a couple of weeks ago. And just before that, well, here's Woody Guthrie. Till tomorrow, good night.
A curly-headed kid with a sunshiny smile heard the roar of a plane as it sailed through the sky. To her playmates she cried with a bright twinkling eye, my daddy rides that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. Mama's not afraid, so neither am I. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. A pug-nosed kid, as he kicked up his heel, said, my daddy works in the iron and the steel. My daddy makes planes so they fly through the sky. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. That's what keeps your daddy up there so high. You ain't afraid, well, neither am I, 'cause my daddy keeps your daddy up there so high. Then a shy little girl pinched her toe in the sand, said my daddy works in the place where they land. So you tell your mama, don't be afraid, 'cause my dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. Don't be afraid if it gets dark and rains. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. Don't be afraid if it gets dark and rains. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again.
Thank you. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. For this opening hour and a half or so, we're at the 2011 Chopin and His Europe Festival in Warsaw, the festival's main aim being to showcase the variety of Chopin's music while placing it in a broad cultural context, the people he learnt from, his contemporaries, those he influenced, and so on. The pianist is the Russian Yuliana Avdieva. She won first prize at the 2010 Chopin competition. And in this programme, she's put Chopin together with his friend and contemporary Liszt and also plays pieces by Tchaikovsky and Paderewski. But the first half of her recital is devoted to the man himself, opening with a pair of Chopin nocturnes.
Thank you.
the last two nocturnes that Chopin wrote. His Opus 62, numbers 1 and 2, played there in the summer of 2011 at the Witold Lutosławski Polish Radio Concert Hall in Warsaw by Juliana Avdieva. And here she is now in the first of Chopin's four scherzos. The word scherzo means literally a joke, but Chopin seems to have used the title, much as Beethoven did, to mean something fast and in triple time.